Hold! Hold! In the name of the Dragon King!
The people eventually stopped. The sight of the instantly appearing horse and rider rooted them to the spot. For a moment, no one dared to move. Quentin judged them to be as many as 50 in all, men, women, and children. One brave man stepped forward.
Do not hinder us, sir. Whoever you be, if you be friend, let us go.
The man approached Quentin slowly. The others behind him were too frightened to move.
We will do you no harm. Have no fear.
The destroyer is upon us. We have only escaped with our lives. Let us go. Even now he comes for us.
Who is this destroyer? We will meet him.
No, it is too late.
The man made a quick motion to his followers, and as they started to move on, he suddenly threw his hand in the air.
Ah! They have found us!
Quentin looked behind the man and saw something moving by torchlight down the sides of the ravine. He drew his sword from its place behind his saddle and heard the ring of Tolly's blade at the same time.
Run for it! We will protect your escape!
Tolly charged ahead, and Quentin saw more torches boiling down the side of the ravine. He leaned forward on Blazer's neck, darted toward the embankment, and drove straight to the nearest of them. He heard Tolly's blade sing in the air. With his own sword held high, Quentin leapt across the flat bed of the stream and caught a confused group of mail-clad soldiers as they tumbled down the bank. Two of them felt the bite of his blade, and two others fled back up the bank. Turning, Quentin found his way barred from behind. Quentin's sword became a flashing shield before him as he fought to Tolly's side. It was clear that the soldiers had not anticipated finding men on horseback. They were uncertain what to do and ran into each other in an effort to stay out of range of Tolly's well-trained steeds. This led Quentin to believe that, though greatly outnumbered, they would prevail. But once over the initial surprise, the soldiers quickly regrouped and surrounded the riders.
We are cut off! We must break through the line! Where is the weakest point?
There! See that gap?
Good eye, girl! Follow me!
Quentin threw the reins ahead, and Blazer sprang for the spot. Closer, he saw that a wall of low bushes stood in the gap. Before he had time to think, Blazer was up and over it. Tolly was not so lucky. Riv, with the weight of an extra rider, charged up and cleared the shrubs with his forelegs, but his hind legs became tangled in the branches. Quentin saw all three go down as soldiers instantly converged on the spot. Blazer thundered to a churning stop, and Quentin pulled him around and headed back into the fray. Quentin saw Riv thrashing his head as the horse regained his feet. Tolly and Esme were lost beneath a dozen black shapes of soldiers swarming over them. Quentin bore down and slashed out at the jumble of lances and swords. He thrust and thrust again, and the roiling mass of bodies parted. Then he felt something tugging at his cloak, yanking him backwards. Hands reached out and grabbed his arms. His sword was struck from his hand. Blazer reared and jumped, but the grip on Quentin's arms held firm, and he was hauled from his saddle. As he tumbled to the ground, he saw Esme leap up out of nowhere and dart past him. For one heartbeat, their eyes met. In that same instant, Quentin thought she would come to his aid, but she turned away and was instantly in Tolly's saddle. Then, Quentin was on the ground, and a foot smashed into his throat. As the world spun sickeningly before his eyes, he heard the sound of Riv's hooves pounding away.